Hello, and welcome to episode 178 of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Kim Schlag. On today's episode, we are talking about losing weight in the summer. I'm going to give you 5 tips that can help you make fat loss progress in the summer when we have these kind of loosey-goosey schedules. And then I want to talk specifically about vacation eating. I shared the other day, I was on a trip in New York City, and I was talking about how I eat on vacation, and I asked on my Instagram stories, like, how do you feel when you're in a fat loss phase and you go on vacation? How confident do you feel about eating on vacation and enjoying yourself? Is this something you worry about? And I got a lot of messages back filled with anxiety about vacation and it ruining a person's weight loss progress. And I really want to talk through that today and help you build some confidence in your ability to go away, enjoy your vacation, and come back and get right back to your fat loss phase. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we jump into the episode, quick reminder, I have made a brand new tool for you. It's a menopause nutrition and exercise quick start guide. It's going to help you learn how to eat and exercise to support optimal health in midlife and empowered aging. I'm going to teach you the 3 key concepts you must understand to be successful at weight loss in midlife. I'm going to talk about the 4 kinds of exercise you should be doing in perimenopause and menopause. Do you know what they are? You will after you read this guide. And I'm going to talk to you about the 2 types of fat you should be incorporating in your diet and the 1 type of fat you should be reducing in your diet for optimal heart health. And you can grab this totally free guide at the show notes here on the podcast, or you can grab it at my website, kimschlagfitness.com. So let's get on to the episode. Excited to talk to you about those lazy, hazy days of summer. Hello, hello. As I'm recording this, it is the first official week of summer. Hallelujah. I am a summer girl. I love the heat. I like enjoy the feeling of walking out my door and just having like the heat smack me in the face. I love that it's light out when I wake up and that it's light out still late at night. I like taking a walk at 9 o'clock at night and the lightning bugs are out. You might call them fireflies. We call them lightning bugs here where I'm from. The heat of the day is still lingering, but the sun's not in my face because, well, it's nighttime, but it's still just ever so light outside, just a little bit light. I love the green where I live in southeastern Pennsylvania. The green is like, it's like next level green here. When in my early 20s, I lived in Utah and it's beautiful. It's beautiful in Utah. The mountains are incredible, but it's so brown. And the stark contrast of being there and then flying back home for a week or so, and you fly into southeast Pennsylvania and it is just lush. Like streets are dripping with trees and bushes, and it is startling in just the best way. And I love it. I love the green of Pennsylvania. Those of you who are currently in a fat loss phase, there can be kind of a love-hate feelings towards summer. Maybe you're like me and you're like, yeah, like I am a summer girl. I love all the things about summer. But then maybe there's a part of you that is like, oof, when I'm trying to lose weight, summer can be rough. Look, there are definitely some things that can make summertime weight loss a little bit easier. There's so much seasonal produce that makes eating in a deficit tastier. You know, you're not fighting the snow or the ice to get your steps in. The longer days also help to get more done. Like you're not so tempted to hunker down at 5 p.m. and call it a day before you've gotten in your workout or step because like it's dark and it feels like it's been dark forever, like it does in winter. Maybe it's easier because you don't have to take the kids to so many after school activities and nonstop sports on a Saturday. But then there's that other side. You have lots of vacations and picnics and pool parties. The schedule is loose, which can be a blessing to some people, but for many people, routine can really help with weight loss success. And like the loosey-goosey days of summer can subvert that. And then there's the fact that for a lot of people, their kids are just around more, and that can eat into time for steps and workouts that doesn't happen as much during the school year, during the non-summer months. You might be feeling down about how you look in your summer clothes, and that can be demotivating. So today, I want to talk about 5 things that can help you make fat loss progress in the summer. And then I want to talk specifically about vacations. I posted about how I have like a month of back-to-back trips coming up. And I had so many responses about struggles with vacation eating in a weight loss phase, and I have some thoughts. But first, let's start with five tips to help you make weight loss progress in the summer. Tip number one is to evaluate your schedule. How much time is actually being spent on vacation? Let me see if I can say the word vacation. It can feel sometimes kind of like, why bother? I'm going here and then I get home and it's a couple of days and then I'm going away again. And you might kind of tend towards that more dramatic of like there's just, I'm just gone all summer. But when you actually put pen to paper on your calendar, maybe you see that you're actually going to be home more than you think. It might be in little bits and pieces. So maybe you have a few days at home here and then you're gone for a week and then you have a few more days and then you're gone for 2 weeks and then you have a few more days. So it might be in these little bits and pieces, but there is time that can be business as usual for you. And this brings me to tip two. So number one, evaluate your schedule. Get really clear on when you're actually going to be home and have business as usual versus being away on trips and such. And then tip two is to toggle back and forth between maintenance and a deficit if that feels like a good fit for you. For some people, going into maintenance for the summer can be a better fit. Maybe you're ready for a maintenance break and that is a valid option. But if what you're just getting started on losing weight and you're really ready to make this happen, but you have all of this vacation time, all of this travel time, you don't have to have a set aside period of time where you're in a deficit. It doesn't have to be like it only is worth it if you have X number of days, right? Especially if you're somebody who's newer to being in a deficit. If you've already been in a deficit for months, it might do you well mentally to take a break and be in maintenance. But if you're just getting started and you're feeling like I'm ready for this and you don't want a maintenance break yet, it's not like, okay, I'm going to be traveling and I'm only going to be home for 3 or 4 days at a time. So it's not worth it. You can absolutely toggle back and forth between vacation. I'm going to go to maintenance calories. And then I come home and I'm in town for X number of normal days. And maybe then you're going to have house guests arrive. And then maybe when the guests arrive, you're going to go back to maintenance for their visit. And then maybe you have a week before you have a weekend trip. And so for that week, you're back to a deficit. And then you have your weekend getaway and you're back to maintenance. And so you can toggle back and forth between maintenance and deficit phases. Now, will you lose as much weight as if you were in a straight deficit throughout the entire summer? No. But do you really want to be in a deficit on vacation? Do you want to be in a deficit when you're hosting your friends you haven't seen in a long time and you're taking them all over your town to try out all the fun things? Trying to stay in a deficit unsuccessfully is draining, right? So like being in a deficit mindset when your circumstances aren't set up to be in a deficit can be really draining and demotivated. And so make a decision, like, am I going to be in the deficit for these periods of days or am I going to be out? And this kind of loose form of this is a loose form of what is known as a jab deficit. Think in boxing about a jab. Like if you think about somebody giving a punch called a jab, it's a quick punch. You're doing that with your deficit. You're getting into a deficit and back out of a deficit. I usually use this in a much more structured way, with a week or more at a deficit and then a week or more at maintenance with, you know, these little jabs of a deficit, like a deficit week and then a week or two at maintenance and then a deficit week and then a week or two at maintenance. But this kind of loose summer vacation jab can work as well. You can use the periods of time, whether it's 2 days, 3 days, 4 days when you're at home and you have your normal routine and you can set up your deficit as per usual and then take maintenance calories when you're on your summer trips. This is absolutely a possibility. It doesn't have to be so black or white as either I'm fully in this for the next couple of months or I'm not. Tip number three, earlier workouts. Get your workouts in before things can get in the way, before a fun opportunity to do something with the kids pops up or a series of, you know, mini disasters, like a trip to the urgent care for a cut from the swing set that one can't explain. Been there before. Oh my gosh, I remember I was with my son one time. All three of my kids, we were at a park and I was pushing my daughter on the swing. And I felt something tapping me from behind. And I turn around and my son's doing that like silent cry, like nothing is even coming out of his mouth. And there was just blood everywhere on his head. And I'm looking at all the other kids, like he can't talk. And I could see the cut wasn't bad, but it was deep enough. It was going to need some stitches. So I'm asking his brother, I'm asking their other friends. No one had any idea. He didn't have any idea. Nobody seemed to know. Where did the cut come from? And so there went, you know, a few hours as we try and run and get that sorted. So these kinds of unexpected experiences that can derail your workout plans, whether it's for something fun or something, you know, more, it's just like, oh, I can't believe I'm spending hours doing that. The car broke down, whatever it is. Get in your workouts earlier in the day before these things can get in the way. And this is a great tip year round, but especially in the summer when so many more fun things can pop up. Tip number four is to brainstorm non-food fun. So much of our fun in our modern culture revolves around food. And especially when we think about summer, we're going to go get ice cream. We're having a picnic in the park, popsicles on the porch. We're making s'mores by the fire pit. So spend a few minutes brainstorming non-food fun, a sunset hike, a bike ride, a cornhole tournament, kayaking, an afternoon at the library or the bookstore, reading on the hammock. Loads of things that can go on this list, but they might not be front and center. What might come up when you and the teens are trying to brainstorm what you're going to do might be like the top five things you think of might all involve food. So spend some time brainstorming non-food fun. Get a running list going on your phone. Not saying that you can't have food type fun too, but it can make it way easier to stay in a deficit if at times you have activities to pull from that don't involve food. So spend some time doing that ahead of time. And then the last tip I have for you is talk back to that mean girl voice in your head. The one saying that you look terrible in those shorts, the one that's hiding from the pictures, the one saying you shouldn't wear the bathing suit, you should remain covered. Make yourself talk out loud or in writing to yourself, okay, about those shorts, about that bathing suit. And as you're doing that, make yourself imagine that you're talking to your daughter or your best friend. Would you tell her to take off the shorts? Would you tell her that she looks awful in the bathing suit? What would you say to her? Would you tell her like, you know what, you're just going to have to wear the long sleeve shirt and be sweaty because you don't like your arm fat? Would you say that to her? What would you say to your daughter or your best friend? Say that to yourself. Practice talking to yourself the way you would talk to your best friend. Okay, let's talk specifically about vacation eating. I asked on my Instagram story when I was in New York City just the other day, I asked, do you worry about or think about how you're going to eat on vacation? And over 90% of the people who responded said yes. And so then I followed up and I said, what specifically are you worried about? And I'm going to read some of these responses. This is just a sample of this is kind of the tone of most of the answers. There were some different ones about not being able to find protein or whatnot, but more of the answers than not followed the theme of these four. Uncertainty, lack of routine causing stress. Amy says, gaining so much weight. Leah says, being tempted and gaining weight when I'm not in my normal routine. And then this is a series of letters. This says, not being able to get back on track once I'm home. And these were the really big worries that people had to share. Maybe you can relate to this, that you're going to get so far away from your normal, I'm putting this in quotes, track, that you're not going to be able to get back on it when you get back home. You're going to gain so much weight that you're going to have uncertainty because you're not going to have a routine on your vacation. Those were kind of the big types of worries. So let's talk about that a little bit. One thing that can really help is planning. That uncertainty. Number one, can you handle uncertainty? How much confidence do you have in your ability to navigate uncertainty? Maybe right now, uncertainty around eating eating at maintenance on your vacation, maybe that feels really new to you and you don't have a lot of certainty. Approach this as a learning experience. Approach this as I'm going to kind of figure things out as I go. This isn't a pass-fail. This is me practicing being on vacation and actually being in maintenance. What will that look like for me? And I will say, I don't tell anybody like you can't count calories on vacation, but the clients that I work with in Fitter After 40, in my alumni group to that, the Aging Stronger Society, in the one-on-one clients I've had, I do typically suggest that vacation might be more pleasant if you're not tracking calories. So you can go on vacation and still eat in a way that supports eating and maintenance without tracking calories. give some thought to what that might look like for you. I find that these guidelines help me. I have a handful of guidelines that I follow and that I have my members follow, and they help me to stay at maintenance calories, enjoy my trip, and come back and be able to get right back into my routine. The first principle and the last principle, if you did nothing else but those two, you're going to be worlds ahead of where you are right now. But the other few in the middle also really help as well. So principle number one is I eat until satisfied, not stuffed. This is my guiding principle for vacation eating. I don't have a list of things I don't eat or that I avoid, but this, I eat till satisfied, not stuffed. Even if something tastes super delicious, I don't want to get to the point of feeling stuffed. I don't like that feeling. I don't want to feel that way. And so I eat until I'm satisfied. Eating slowly really helps me to be able to do that. So that's guideline number one. Guideline number two, I eat protein at as many meals as possible. This is not something I stress myself out about. I'm not like running around the city making sure I like find protein sources. If we're eating something that doesn't have protein, it's okay. But at most meals, I try to get protein in. And I do bring some protein shakes to fill in the gaps. And that's a really easy strategy. Bring some protein powder or some pre-made protein shakes or pick some up when you get to your destination and kind of fill in the gaps with your protein that way. And then look for protein sources at most meals. I eat vegetables every day. Again, this is a really easy strategy because it's very hard to find any place that you would be vacationing in the world that wouldn't have some vegetables. And so eating vegetables every day. And then the last thing is I have a re-entry plan set in place for when I come home. And this is something that very few people think about, and it can really help with, who was it on here? One of the answers I read that they're really worried they're not going to be able to get back on track when they get back on vacation. And I do find that where people tend to struggle and put on some extra weight, it's not necessarily on just on the week vacation, but it's when they get back and then their vacation eating lingers for another couple of weeks because they don't get right back on track. You can make that easier by having a reentry plan in place. Here's what mine consists of. In my house, before I go on my trip, I have food in my house for the first two meals when I get home. So that means that these are either shelf-stable things like tuna packs, protein shakes. Of course, now I'm blanking on what food I keep in my house. Salmon packs, those kinds of things that are shelf-stable, or they're things that are in my freezer. So I've made some food ahead. I have it in my freezer. Okay, so I have food in my house that I can eat for my first two meals. Then I have a plan in place for when I'm going to get the rest of the food in my house. Am I placing a grocery order when I'm at the airport? Am I shopping? Maybe I'm getting home late at night. Am I shopping first thing the next morning? So I have a plan that knows that tells me exactly when I'm getting the rest of the food in the house. And then I have food for those first two meals. And then the last thing in my reentry plan is I have a workout calendared for within 48 hours after the trip. I have thought through my schedule already and decided when is my first workout going to be after my trip. And I find that these guidelines really help me to eat in a way that manages my total calories on my trip while allowing me the freedom to have fun and enjoy all of the delicious foods of the place that I'm visiting. And then it sets me up for success right when I get back home. So give those a try or come up with some vacation eating guidelines of your own. If you're like, oh, wait, I have this other idea of something that I think might help me, but have a vacation plan for your eating that can really help with that uncertainty. And then remind yourself that you're practicing. And then here's what I want you to ask yourself. What is the worst case scenario? When you have this anxiety about vacation eating, like get really clear, write it down. What are you worried is going to happen? Like write it out. If this happens, what would it be? And as one of these people said, I think it was Amy said on here that her worry is gaining so much weight. She had that all in bold. I want to reassure you that even if you paid zero attention to what and how much you ate for a week or 2 weeks, you don't have the capability of gaining that much fat. You're not going to gain so much fat. And if you had the experience, you're like, wait, I got home from my trip and the scale was up 7 pounds. What I would urge you to do is number one, either don't weigh yourself for a week when you get back from your trip and then weigh yourself. It's going to give you a much better picture of how much actual fat is on your body versus extra stomach content and water weight from eating more carbs than usual and eating more salt than usual. So either wait to weigh yourself or think of it as like a little experiment. When you get home, weigh yourself, go into it knowing, hey, the scale is going to be up kind of dramatically, and then watch and see how many days it takes to come down. You've seen me do this if you've paid attention to the weigh-ins I've done. I've done a couple of challenges now where I was doing daily weigh-ins in a fat loss phase on my Instagram. And I would show this. I would show going away on trips and coming back and being up 5, 6, 7 pounds, and then showing over the course of a week how that comes back down to baseline. I see this with clients all the time. I have like one client that I don't have very many one-on-one clients. I just have a very, very small handful. And one of them went on a trip and she was up, now I'm going to have to do math. She was up 6 pounds. 6 pounds she was up after being away. And she came back on a Monday. By Friday, her weight was right back where it had started. This just happened. It's really a common thing that the scale spikes. Give it some time to come back down. Pay attention to that trend so that you can go into your next vacation feeling more confident that you're not actually gaining a ton. How did Amy put it? So much weight. And that's if you're not actually paying any attention to how much you eat for a week. If you go in using those guidelines I shared about really eating till satisfied, not stuff, you're going to gain even less. So number one, the idea that you're going to gain so much weight in a week or two is not really well-founded. Might you gain a bunch of water weight? Yes. Will it likely go away? Yes. Could you gain some fat in that amount of time? Sure, you could. Depends on how much you're eating. But do you know how to get a pound or two off? If you don't, you should definitely join me in Fitter After 40, because not only do I help you lose weight, but I help teach you how to do that. It's not mysterious. You should feel confident that at any point, if you gain a few pounds and you want to get them off, that you can be able to do that. And that's one of the things I help people do in Fitter After 40. The list is open for, the wait list is open right now. We start again in August, the end of August. Well, we sign up in August. We'll start right after Labor Day. So that list is open and ready. I want you to be able to feel super confident that if you ever put on a few pounds, 1, 2 pounds on vacation, and you want to get it off, that you know exactly how to do it, that you know exactly how to do it. And that can really help that sense of like, oh my gosh, what if I gain weight? Okay, well, what if you do? You know how to lose a pound or two. All right, let me double check my notes here to make sure I've gotten all the things in I want to say. I do believe I had. So kind of poke at your worry about vacation. Don't let it just kind of sit there unchecked in your brain. Ask yourself, okay, what specifically am I worried about? And what if that happens? What is my ability to handle it right now? And maybe if you don't have a lot of confidence, use this trip as a time to practice. Okay, what if that does happen? How can I manage dealing with that? Because I'm telling you, you can. You can. You can deal with uncertainty around food. You can deal with lack of routine. You can create routines for yourself on vacation. They're going to look different than your routines at home, but just because you're on vacation doesn't mean you don't have to have a routine. You can absolutely have a routine if a routine is something that you prefer. All right, my friends, it is so good being here and talking with you. I'm going to be back again next week. Have an awesome episode ready for you. Have a beautiful summer day, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I hope you found it motivational, inspirational, educational, organizational. If you did find value in this episode today, it would mean a great deal to me if you would leave a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to this episode on. It really does help to get this podcast in front of other people. Thanks so much for being here.